Thanks for joining me this morning, Craig. How did this idea to photograph your Lego come about?
It all started when I was clearing out my mum's loft and found the old Lego, and we started rebuilding it all. And I found a Lego camera, and it was my girlfriend's 30th coming up. So when we go a lot of holidays, and she's always got the camera. I've always got the kind of bag and the map, so I've done little Lego figures to represent us. And that was our first birthday present in Paris when we went there. And we started taking a few pictures of this kind of main tourist sites in the background. And it went from there. Kind of, I joked about making a Facebook page, and we kept on taking the Lego pictures everywhere we went. Built up more pictures, and slowly the likes and followers came since then.
So did the idea come about just before you started your trip to Australia, or did you start it overseas?
Yeah, it was, January 2012 was the first kind of pictures. So it was about 8 months before Australia we started the idea.
And is it since you got here that's really started to take off in terms of followers and likes?
Yeah, we got a little bit of interest just before we left Scotland. A couple of blogs and that got a bit of attention, brought the followers up. But over here, it's kind of, there's been a lot more the last couple of days. We recently reached 1,000 likes, followers on Instagram. That was on Thursday, and now it's at 4,000 already, over 4,000, so it's over a lot more.
That's incredible.
It's just went crazy the last few days.
And how are you finding the response?
Oh, people love it. There's no bad feedback from it at all. Everyone loves it. They love the idea. They love the pictures. And people tell us how it cheers them up and things like that. So it's good to know that people enjoy it.
Well, I certainly know that it's fun to see your own region. Our part of the world extends down to Esperance, and it's very fun to see places that you know in photos.
Yeah, that's what people like about it. Like, we always try and take pictures of kind of things that people know, because you get more response that way, obviously.
Absolutely.
People can relate to it.
So what has been the highlight of your trip so far?
It's just so much. We spent 8 weeks travelling from the Gold Coast to Perth, and that was a pretty amazing 8,500 kilometre road trip over the 8 weeks. And that's probably been the highlight so far. It was just, we've seen so much, and we'd love to have spent more time, but on a budget, and there's too much to see. It's such a big country.
When are you heading back, Craig?
I've got our visas until October, but we don't want to go back. We love it over here. Just hoping something comes of that. Maybe sponsorship for something, you never know.
Now I have to ask, do you guys actually have any photos of yourselves or just your Lego aliases?
There's no pictures of us on our Lego pages, apart from, I think, maybe one on Instagram that's from a newspaper article on the Gold Coast. But we do obviously have our own pictures. We take our own pictures as well. We've got loads of pictures of ourselves.
Oh, that's good. Now, do you have a favourite Lego picture?
No, there's so many. We actually spent some time last night cutting down our favourite ones, and there was 47. So it's difficult to choose. There's so many different places.
Now, you've become sort of somewhat celebrities through this. How many little articles and interviews do you think you've done so far?
Oh, articles, blogs and interviews is 10, maybe, so far. Oh, no, it's more than that, because there's been 3 newspapers in Australia. I've done it alone.
And what do your friends and family back home think of your success with the Lego Travellers?
Oh, they're quite impressed. I don't think they expected it. our friends and family were our first likes on Facebook, so I think they're quite impressed to see how many we've gathered now.
Fantastic. And finally, what did you think of our south coast down on Esperance? We certainly love it there.
Oh, it was amazing. The colour of the water, I love that. I can get away with the colour of the water. I'd love to spend more time down there.
Oh, wonderful.
In the summer.
Yeah, it's definitely a place to see in summer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Craig, thank you so much for your time. Happy travels, and thanks for speaking with us.